Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to my podcast. I am so excited to be back with you. I know it's been a while that we connected, but you know what? During this time of crisis that we're going through with coronavirus, this has given us a lot more time to do things that we love. And it has been super hectic at work over the last year. But now having this extra time, it made me think this is the time to get you guys a few more episodes for my podcast. I've been getting a lot of questions, especially from freelancers and small business owners on Instagram, asking me about tips and advice on how to get through this crisis that we're going through with coronavirus and how can we survive? How can a small business survive? What are the steps that we need to take in order to get through? And this is what I love talking about. This is what I've been talking about through both of my books, How to Be an Overnight Success and How to Make It Happen. So this is my absolutely favorite topic to talk about. And actually, you know, what's ironic is that the crisis that all the businesses are going through right now, whether you're a small or large company, you are going through some sort of crisis. It reminds me of something very similar that I went through last year. It was the financial crisis that I had to go through with my business. And it's actually, how ironic is this? It's the introduction of my book, How to Make It Happen, where I talk about some of the financial challenges that I had and how I almost went bankrupt and what were the steps that I took to get out of this and move again into a positive situation. So if you guys wanted the full story and all my tips, my new book, How to Make It Happen, is out there with all the details. But in the meanwhile, I just wanted to talk about the current situation. And I am the one person that doesn't like change. I absolutely hate change and I have different ways of dealing with it. Actually, I am going to refer back to my book, Make It Happen, where I have a chapter where I talk about how I deal with failure and rejection. And it's actually the exact same steps that I go through to deal with a big change in my life. So my first step is denial. The world is in crisis. We all have to find new ways of working together, working from home. This crisis is going to last for a few months. I am denying it all. It's like, this is not happening. This cannot happen. I cannot believe it. So that's my first step. And I have to process it. I have to feel the feelings. And at the beginning, I'm just not accepting the situation. That takes me a little bit, you know, depending on the gravity of the situation, I can be in denial for a day, a few days, a week. I think this time I was probably in denial for about a week. Then once I process it in my mind and it kind of settles and I see myself in this new scenario, I go into the second step, which is acceptance. So the second step is, okay, well, this is the situation. I am not loving it. I am not excited by it, but it is what it is. So let's just accept it and let's just put a plan in place to deal with it. So that's my step number two. It's a big step. Once I get into acceptance, something switches, something happens, and I move from being super negative to like having like a glimpse of positivity. So here I am accepting the situation. It's a coronavirus. We're all going to have to work from home. We're all going to have to deal with whatever comes our way and think of different ways of operating. Once I go through that second step, the acceptance, then the third step is embracing it. And what embracing it for me means, it's almost like a reset. I'm resetting myself. And it's like, okay, this is the situation. Let's just figure it out. Let's just find ways that not only do we survive, but we thrive. What can we do to thrive? What can I do? How can I change the way that I operate? How can I change the way that I work with my team? How can I change the way that we communicate with our customers? So not only we survive, but we thrive. And for me, that's the most exciting thing. It's that resetting, it's that thinking of how can I service my customers? How can I do things in a different way? And in a way, if you think about this, this is the opportunity to reset everything in our business, in our lives. I do talk about how I started my business in my first book, How to Be an Overnight Success, where the major driver for me to start my business was that I got fired. And that was the worst thing that ever happened to me. But that was a major change in my life that made me reset and made me think things in a different way. So I see this crisis that we're going through right now as another reset and look at my business and think, yeah, this is the time to reinvent ourselves. This is the time to become something new and fresh. And I've come to the point that I'm now actually really excited of what is there to come. I've been doing this for long enough. I mean, I've been operating for, as you know, for a number of years. And we went through a similar recession in 2008. And you know what? It's been proven year after year, and history has shown that, yes, we go into a recession, but then we come out of a recession. So this is not going to be forever. I don't know how long this is going to last, if it's a few weeks, probably a few months, but it's proven in history that things change and we do get out of a recession and we do thrive again and we do go back to where we used to be, but we operate in different ways. This is the time to think about how can you pivot your business and life and how can you take yourself and your business to the next level. How are you communicating with your consumers? Do you need to do more social media? Do you need to do more online to communicate with your customers? This is really, really important. This is the time to get out of your comfort zone. This is the time to think about things in a very different perspective. And also, this is the time to take a step back and think, do you have a passion that you want to pursue? You know, I hear people again and again saying, I have this passion or I have this dream that I want to achieve in my life, but I am so busy with my full-time job that I don't have the time to research. I don't have the time to start. So this is the time to work on your passion project, whatever that is. It could be starting a blog. It could be interior decorating. It could be taking up photography. This is the time. You have plenty of time. There's no excuses right now. You can go out there and research your project. And there's just so many free resources online. There's free webinars. There's free YouTube tutorials. There's articles. There's blogs. This is the time to go out there and really feed your passion whatever is it that you want to pursue in your life, whatever your dream is, this is the time to go after it. And you know what? And again, this is something I talk about in my book, Make It Happen, about self-development. I never had a mentor. I never had a coach. Everything that I did in my life, everything that I have achieved, I figured it out myself. I had no one to guide me. And there's no excuses. You know, this is the time. Go online, read, listen to podcasts, find resources and elevate yourself. You know, sit down and write 5 things that you want to achieve in the next year. How can you take the first step now to start researching them, learning new skills, elevate yourself? And you know what? I've been doing this long enough that I've been in challenging situations. I've seen recessions come and go. I've been really hard up with my business many, many times. But you know what? I've pulled myself together. I got myself in a positive mindset. I went out there. I changed the way that I was operating and I made it happen. And I want you guys to do that. There is no time to waste thinking, oh my God, what's happening to me? This is not the time to get into a victim mindset. This is the time to be positive. And this is the time that you can actually have the time to realize your dreams. And you know what? We all have our good days and bad days. And I can't pretend that every day I am super productive 100%. But you know what? If I feel like watching Netflix for a whole day, I'll do that. But then I'll get back and record that podcast and come up with 5 new ideas for my business and connect with 5 new people and make plans and really keep on going. And you know what? This is what we all need to do. Keep positive. Feel the feelings. Be who you want to be. Don't put yourself into a crazy pressure that you need to be super duper productive every day. Do whatever feels right. But then don't waste time. This is the golden time for you to be who you want to be. So take the first steps. Do whatever you feel you need to do to get yourself to the next level. This is the right time. So I hope you guys got a little bit of motivation from me today. I've shared with you what I am doing, and I'm actually really excited and really positive to take this time to reinvent myself, my business, my life. We have all this time and energy. So please, please, please don't waste it. I love you guys. I'm sending you all my love. For more tips, go and check out my 2 books, How to Make It Happen and How to Be an Overnight Success. They are available on hardback and paperback on Amazon, Audible, and Kindle. And I will speak to you guys very soon. Love you.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.